This is Dr. Masood Chahab dictating. Patient's name is Catherine Muller, M-U-L-L-E-R, Catherine, C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E. Date of birth is 1/18/1936. Date of service is... Ms. Muller. Is a very pleasant 86-year-old female. With history of atrial fibrillation, status post Watchman device placement, history of carotid artery stenosis, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, history of CVA, and degenerative joint disease. Admitted to the hospital after she suffered a fall. She uses a walker. She was walking to her bathroom and she fell to the ground. She did hit her head but denies losing consciousness. She was complaining of pain in her left hip. She was seen in the emergency room. CT of the head as well as the cervical spine was done. CT head showed a small acute subdural hematoma over the right frontal and parietal lobes. No significant mass effect or herniation was seen. CT cervical spine showed no evidence of acute cervical spine fracture, moderate cervical spondylosis, chronic T1 superior and end plate compression deformity was present. X-ray of the femur and left hip. Showed acute intertrochanteric fracture of the left femur. No evidence of hip dislocation. The stable post-operative changes of the right hip were seen. Degenerative changes were also seen. Patient was admitted to the hospital. Orthopedic was consulted. Neurosurgery was also consulted. Repeat CT head was done in 6 hours, which was stable. She was given desmopressin in the emergency department for reversal of aspirin and Plavix. Her aspirin and platelets were withheld. She was recommended repeat head CT in 2 weeks and follow with neurosurgery. She underwent surgery of the left femur fracture. Her pain was controlled with Tylenol and Robaxin as well as Ultram. Partial weight bearing at 50% was also recommended. DVT prophylaxis was achieved with SCDs and Lovenox. Her Lovenox was recommended for 4 weeks. Patient was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, she denies any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath. She denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting. She denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. Past medical history. has been significant for atrial fibrillation, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, carotid artery stenosis, strabuterine prolapse, urinary incontinence, right femur fracture, started post-surgery, and pelvic fracture, history of TIA/CVA, past surgical history has been significant for bladder suspension surgery, cataract surgery, cholecystectomy, hysterectomy, pelvic fracture, tonsillectomy, right hip surgery, tubal ligation, and vaginal hysterectomy. Social history, smoking none, alcohol none, allergies, Cipro, Sulfa, and trimethoprim. Current medications. Current medications include Tramadol, Robaxin, Cyanocobalamin, Lovenox, multivitamin, Tylenol, Toprol, Miralax, Senna. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, there is any heaviness or pressure sensation, there is any palpitations, there is any history of MI or coronary artery disease, history of atrial fibrillation, status post-Watchman device placement, history of hypertension and hyperlipidemia. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Denied urinary, she does have urinary incontinence, history of recurrent UTIs. Musculoskeletal, she does complaints of joint pains, history of T1 compression fracture, history of hip fracture, history of recurrent falls. Neurological, she does have history of TIS. CVA, no history of seizures, no focal weakness of the arms or legs. Physical examination, vital signs, temperature 97.8, pulse 76 per minute, respiration 18 per minute, blood pressure 130/70, weight 150 pounds. HENT examination was normal. Pupils weakly round and reactive to light. Extraocular movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD. No lymphadenopathy. No carotid bruit. No thyromegaly. Heart SNS2 was audible. Irregular rhythm. Lungs was clear to auscultation. Systolic murmur. Grade 2 slash 6 left in the body was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails. No wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities no edema. Left hip with dressing in place. Impression, number one fall, next left hip fracture, next subdural hematoma, next history of UTI, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next atrial fibrillation, next degenerative joint disease. Treatment plan, patient admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility, will continue current medication, will consult physical and occupational therapy, will check routine labs. She was encouraged to do exercises, drink enough fluids, will monitor her progress, will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaint, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. End of dictation.